God is good. And all the time. Hey, just a point of information. By the way, I welcome each and every one of you. Glad that you are here. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm blessed to be the pastor here, and I just welcome you today. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much. If you would turn in your bulletin to your announcements, and we have some inserts to talk about this morning. First of all, this green insert, on one side is a story that Brad Spencer wrote, and I invite you to read that. On the opposite side of that is the open gym night, the basketball night that we're beginning November 5th from 7 to 9. And in the bulletin, it says 5 o'clock, but it is actually 7 o'clock, okay, 7 to 9 at South School Gym. And it's just a time for us to get together and have fun, get a little exercise, and hang out together. So please come and be a part of that as we begin that ministry together. If you choose to put your name down there just so we have an idea of how many are interested, that would be awesome, and put it in the offering basket later on in the service. So do that for us if you would. Also, guess what time it is? It's poinsettia time, believe it or not. It's already getting to be that time. So make sure you fill that out in memory or in honor of someone. Make your check payable to the First United Methodist Church and put poinsettia in the memo. Or if you don't know how to spell that, put Christmas flowers, right? So also, blessings to Cliff. He did our study guide this week, as he always does. This is something for you to take home. And for all of those today, by the way, we're not going to lift up our prayer concerns that are on the back of the bulletin. So please make sure you take your bulletin home, and you can take this with you, set them beside your prayer chair, and of course you got to do more than just set them beside your prayer chair, right? You got to actually pick them up and pray for the folks in the bulletin, right? And here, this study guide will just help you have a little devotional each day that goes along with this teaching series. So I'm not going to go through the announcements in your bulletin, but please pay attention to those. Today is also Warm House Sunday. When you bring goods and food and goods like that for the Warm House, so make sure you, if you forgot them this morning, bring them back sometime this week. Also, we are creating, as I said last week, a wall of faith. And that is with people who have, made a difference in your life, who've been a blessing to you, who showed you what it means to be a Christian, all those types of things. And we invite you, if you didn't get a chance to do this last week, to write it down, write names down, however many names you would like, on these spaces right here. And when the offering basket comes around, just put this in there. That way we can list. If you notice, we're just beginning our wall of faith. It's on the outside door. As you walked in, you could see it. I think there were like 700 names or something like that turned in last week alone. Praise God. And so this is a way for us to honor, yes. Oh, we have index cards remaining? Okay. So we do have index cards back there if you would choose to do it that way as well. So whichever way you would like to do that is great. But please participate in this. This is a great way for us to honor those people who have made a difference in our life. And maybe you're not a part of this church. Some of you probably think of people that are in this church through the years, right? Many of us, however, haven't been a part of this church, and so we have others, and feel free to lift them up as well. So we thank you for that. And you know, I want to lift up, make sure you look in your announcements at the time changes for Wednesday night. Bell Choir will remain as it is scheduled at 5 on Wednesday. So just thank you so much for being here. If you are a regular attender, please make sure you fill out the connection card in your bulletin. If you're a visitor, would you please make sure you fill that out as well? You may have to fold it back and forth several times, but it does tear off. And fill that out with your name and your address. And on the back of that, there are, if you have interest and would like to share that with us, that would be great as well. And put this in, this is your offering to us as a visitor. And we thank you so very much as you put that in the offering basket. And we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. Are you ready for an awesome worship service? All right, let us begin with a prayer and a prelude, and we'll continue at that point. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are truly an awesome God, and we thank you so very much for the sunshine, God. Wow, it is just amazing as we open our eyes and that sunshine hits the back of our eyes and makes our body produce adrenaline. We just give you thanks, God, for small miracles like that that help us get up and going in our day. Dear God, we thank you that you were thinking of us before our eyes were open to today. We thank you for all the wonderful plans that you have for us, and we just ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a way that we meet each of those with your grace and your mercy and your joy and your love, God. Thank you so much for this church. Thank you for this place and the freedom to gather together as a people, to do our best to focus our lives, our hearts, our minds, and our souls upon you, God. And we just, although we know that you're already here, we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence in Jesus' name. We ask that you anoint us fully, God, powerfully fill us, God. Make us not be the same. Raise our expectations this morning and help us expect great things to happen because of your presence today, God. May all evil and negative thoughts just run scared from this place as you fill every corner of our soul with your light, God. We love you and we give you thanks and praise for your presence. Help us, God. Make us one with you and one with each other as we worship you this day, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.
Morning. It is a great day to be here. When I got to early service this morning, I didn't realize that my letter was going to be here for you all to read, so I won't read that to you other than to say Francis was somebody special to me, and I believe to my kids as well as all of yours, and how proud I am of what he did and of my kids and what they're doing in their life. A couple others that touched my life that I'd like to share with you just a little bit. A couple of them are here, and one of them is not. But I joined this church when I was 19 years old, and she was the cause of that. But I'm glad she did. When I joined this church, Mike and Brenda were here working with the youth group, and I was fortunate enough to be able to participate with that. And they touched my life that is still, I believe, affecting me today. Mike made it cool to be a young man and a Christian at the same time, and I appreciate you guys for that very much. Somebody else that I believe touched my life, maybe not directly, but through someone else, was Maxine Griffey. The talents that she shared and love that she gave through Terry Lane, I'm very fortunate from, because Terry shared those with me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to work with him during the youth dinners and stuff, and the sharing that he did with me, something that I'll keep for my life. There's many other people in the congregation that are touching lives, have touched lives, and are touching lives still today, and you can be one of those, and I'm sure you are. So you can share that with others through your loving, through your giving, and through your faith here at First Church. Thank you.
Isn't he a good man? I am very blessed in my life. If you would all please grab your blue hymn books and stand, we're going to sing together Standing on the Promises, found on page number 374.
Standing on the promises of Christ I keep, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God.
This morning.
You may be seated. If the kids would come forward, you're going to spend some time with Diane.
Love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus.
Let's do that again, all right?
I love Jesus.
Sing it loud.
Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
All right.
Oh, Okay, look at all of you here this morning, smiling faces. It's good to see you. I was kind of confused about what to talk about today, and God put it on my heart this morning that we need to talk about a timeline. Now, timelines are very difficult to understand sometimes, and I see we have a new member of our timeline over here. Isn't she sweet? She's going to be up by the altar when we're finished, okay? And I need some of the older people back here to start out with our timeline. And as it goes down the row, would you come over here, please? Older person? Older person. Yes, a very older person. Here we have. Take a hold of it. Now, she's going to walk back to the beginning, to the doors. Now stop, wait right there. And who's next older? Come on. Get a hold of the timeline and help take care of the timeline. Let's spread it out to the back. Get up there next to her. Go. Let's go. Yes, come on. Here we go. Everybody get a hold of the timeline and take it along. Take it along. Take your part of the timeline. You're part of the timeline. That's it. Wait a minute. We're missing some people along the timeline. Go, go. Stop. Let people catch up. Here we go. Go catch on to the timeline. Okay, keep going. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Everybody get a hold of the timeline. Some of you have to come up here. Yes. Come on up here. Wait, we can spread out on the timeline. We weren't all born at once. That's good. That's a good thing. Thank you for helping out, parents. Here we go. Everybody hold up your timeline. You're part of the timeline. Look at that, going all the way back to the beginning. Is that the beginning back there at the doors? I bet we could go down to the river. No, we're not going to go to the river. And our newest, youngest member of the timeline is right up here. Okay, let's bring our timeline back. Come back. Come all up here, up around the communion table. All the way. That's it. Bring it all up here because we don't want people to trip on it. Thank you. Bring your timeline up here. What do we have on our communion table? We have a picture of some older people, some newer people, and we have our Bible. Who was the oldest person in the Bible? God. All right. I'll go with that one anytime. Hey, Methuselah doesn't have anything on God. No, he doesn't. And God was right there from the beginning, and he promised us that he would take care of us and be with us from way back at the beginning. So when you leave today, I want you to know you are a cloud in my cloud of witnesses. Do you know what that means? You're all smiling at yourselves. Turn around and wave at everybody. Turn around the other way. You are their witnesses too. Because every time I have seen you in Sunday school, every time I've seen you smile, every time I've seen you be happy and kind and share, and I have seen you all do that at times. May I have the timeline? Thank you. Well, it's not, okay, that's good. We don't need to be all tangled up in it. I forgot about that. Okay, just drop it on the floor, please. You will get your timeline when we're done. But you are in my cloud of witnesses. Because when I see you happy, when I see you sharing, when I see you smiling and being kind, that tells me that God is keeping his promises. Right, folks? I think so. Let's fold our hands. Let's assume an attitude of gratitude. Fold your hands, bow your heads, and pray after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for all the witnesses and all the saints part of our timeline. Let us be your continued timeline. And thank you for your son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Okay, after you collect your money, now wait, I'm still talking. Thank you very much. After you collect your money, I will be cutting up pieces of the timeline for you to take home to remember that you are a part of God's timeline and are part of God's witnessing, okay? And there will be extra pieces along the communion rail for everybody to take home a part of the timeline that you saw today. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
If you would all please turn in your hymn books to page number 555, we are going to sing Forward Through the Ages as the children collect change for missions.
Too, Diane. If you would turn to the back of your bulletin, there's a section there that says our members that we remember for All Saints Day. And as we begin this today, we have candles up here on the altar. So today as we begin considering and thinking about and remembering all of those people who have gone before us to make us what we are, to make this church what we are, we remember specifically today those who have passed on in the last year and are now with God in heaven celebrating all those things maybe that their health in the end wouldn't allow them to do. And we can celebrate that they are free. They are free indeed. Amen. But we are here and we're here together and we're here to support one another and remember those saints today. So what I will do, I will read the name. And we will light a candle in memory of them, and we'll have a time of silence, and then we'll move on at that point. Les Sinnott. Christine Eaton. Marianne Hunt. Nansa Langford. Ross Carpenter. Ruth Mercer. Avis Burton. Loreen Drake. Joe Mattingly. Hannah May Herring. Harriet Finch. And Bill Stout. And now we light a candle to remember all of those who passed away this past year that were not necessarily members of this church, but made us who we are. As we see these candles burning today, it's a symbol of the light that continues to burn in our lives for those who have passed on before us. Amen. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Hebrews. I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles or your pew Bible if you didn't bring your Bible. For those who may not know where the book of Hebrews is, let's help them out. Is the book of Hebrews in the Old Testament or the New Testament? In the New Testament, and it's one of those books that's kind of hard to explain where it is, but if you turn to the back of your Bible, and it's around page 250 in the New Testament, in the pew Bibles. So, 205, thank you. So if you would turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Last week we began a new teaching series called Our Great Cloud of Witnesses. We began this series with you thinking about your personal great cloud of witnesses, and as I said earlier, I want you to continue doing so and writing those down and giving those to us throughout this teaching series. As you can see right there, we're beginning our wall of faith that's up there on the back door. Now, remember, January of next year is the 160th anniversary of this church doing ministry in this area. And so we're going to be trying to do things all this next year to celebrate and lift up that fact of First United Methodist Church in this town, changing lives for Jesus. Now, for some of you, as I said, many of those cloud of witnesses will be right here and in the last 160 years of the life of this church. For those of us who are new, we have many other people that we have been our life-changing person or persons in our life. So, but please make sure you participate in that. This week, we're going to go back to the chapter where the writer of Hebrews began his conversation to Hebrews 11:1. And we're going to see where he started with this idea that I introduced to you last week called the parabola of salvation. Now, remember when all of us lined up in this row, line maybe pushing it, we gathered together in the aisle, let me put it that way, and I said that through that screen, right, we go back through the biblical, well, actually the recent history that we're remembering today, and we continue on back, and we go on back to, you know, all the way back to David and to Moses and to Abraham and on back to Adam and Eve, right, to creation. And that parabola, it's hard for me to say, of salvation goes all the way back there, and Jesus brought it through here, right through our congregation, and firmly fastened it in the city of God whenever he was raised in the resurrection. So, our job, remember what our job is with that? What was our job, remember? Because remember, our saints, the saints, are waiting on us, right? In that great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on, right? They need us. Do you remember why they need us? They need for us to step up to that rope, quote unquote, to grab a hold of it and to grab the person's hand next to you and be a part of that parabola of salvation. You understand what I'm saying? So as it comes through this church, as it does in every Christian church, that we are to grab a hold of that. And that begins with creation and goes clear through to the city of God where all of us will end up, and the saints depend on us to do that. But I want to just lift up today's scripture one more time for us. Let's chew on this just for just a little. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. So we learn with the second word of verse 1 that this whole story for us begins with what? Faith. Faith. And it begins with the understanding, if you followed it, that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Well, you know, I was thinking about this, and we have quite an advantage over the writer of Hebrews, and actually any writer of our Scripture, about some of the wonders of God's creation, don't we? You see, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 19 that the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. Boy, you know what? I just had a hard time thinking about God's firmament and how that shows forth His handiwork. It was just really hard for me to look up in our sky today and not understand what God's handiwork is all about. Every night, before we go to bed, when it's not cloudy, we can look up, and because of things like the Hubble telescope, we can look at the Whirlpool galaxy and go, wow, that is amazing, right? Billions and billions of stars, each one. I think God's even a painter. What do you think? God doesn't show off at all, does He? I don't know about you, but I could look at these all day. Most of you probably know the name of that. Anybody know the name of it? Oh yeah, it's up there on the screen. You cheated. Look at God creating stars there. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork. There are probably at least one doctor in this congregation that could explain God's handiwork even closer to home than that. And how our body works. How we're put together. How one protein turns on a function in our body and another protein turns off a function in our body. How specific these things are. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is some pretty awesome firmament showing God's handiwork, isn't there? You see, Scripture tells us over and over again that creation happened by the Word of God. Now, can you imagine that? God opened His mouth and light came out at 186,000 miles per second. Think on these things just for a moment. You see, as science continues to discover how God works in the world, did you hear what I said? As science continues to discover how God works in the world, we get to see directly how the heavens tell the glory of God. Amen? What do you think the writer of Hebrews could have written if he could see images like this? We get to experience how the firmament proclaims His handiwork so much more clearly than they did in biblical days. Look how it is pouring forth speech, and look how the night is declaring knowledge. I mean, just look at those white dwarf stars in that star cluster. Our faith, folks, should be unshakable, shouldn't it? I mean, a lot of people think science is working against God, but to me, science is showing me how God works in this world. I mean, look! Our faith should be unshakable because of how, in our day and age, we can literally see God's creative power all around us. Just look. Better known as the cat's eye nebula. When the writer of Hebrews names faith as the assurance of things hoped for, he is describing what faith has. Stick with me here, okay? He is describing what faith has, the assurance of things hoped for. It already possesses in the present what God has promised for the future. The possession is partly an inward reality and partly an outward force. Let's think about this. Inwardly, people of faith have a confidence today, here, and now when everything is falling apart around us. Amen? We have a confidence that the promises of God for peace, the promises of God for justice and mercy, for salvation, can be trusted. This inward faith is a response to the trustworthiness of God. And what follows in the chapter 11, what follows in this chapter are names of those in every generation who courageously swung out on the vine of God's promises over the chasms of life, trusting that the vine would hold. Time and time again, the vine was secure. The promises of God held firm. Praise God. But faith, as the assurance of things hoped for, is not just inward confidence, is it? It's also an outward force, an outward actuality. It's actually lived out. The word translated assurance that we use this morning in the book of Hebrews is related to God's very being. In other words, faith is the very being of God's creation. Well, that works, but that isn't what I wrote. In other words, faith is the very being of God's promises. Very being of God's promises. It's more than inner confidence. It's more than the inner confidence that the powers of the world that press down and destroy human life will eventually yield, right? It's more than that. It's more than understanding that God's promises will be fulfilled someday. It's the reality that those promises, moving as an advance force and operating behind the enemy lines. Many of you who have attended meetings with me, I pray a prayer something like this, that as we leave this place, God, may your Spirit go before us and fill our home so as we sleep, we are protected. So that as we go to work or wherever we go the next day, that your Spirit will prepare the hearts of those that we're about to meet. So that when we arrive, we may be your presence in their life. Advanced force operating behind enemy lines. That's what that's all about. That God goes before us and prepares the hearts of those that we will meet. You know what? God doesn't. Well, there are no chances with God, are there? There's a reason and a purpose. So that when we show up, maybe someone, maybe, just maybe, is ready to open up their hearts. Why? Because you showed up as God's presence. Faith is not believing, folks, that God can. It's knowing that God will. Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God does and will. Christians have faith as an inward assurance, but they also embody a faith as an outward manifestation or sign. Let's think about this. Faith has an inward reality, and we sing, "We Shall Overcome." You all know that hymn, right? So as an inward reality, we sing, "We shall overcome." But faith as an outward reality marches in the trenches of our life. Faith as an inward reality trusts God's promises that mourning and crying and pain will be no more. But faith as an outward reality prays boldly for those who mourn, boldly for those who weep, and works tirelessly to ease the pain of those who are wounded. Faith as an inward reality moves hearts. Faith as an outward reality moves mountains. You see, the second part of faith, the conviction of things not seen, points to faith's capacity to discern the realities that we don't see with our visible eye. To the eye of faith, the universe is not simply an aimless swirl of energy and matter, of billions of stars thrown out into space. But the eyes of faith see it as creation, an expression of the love of God sustained by God's hidden providence. To the naked eye, there's trouble all around, but to the eye of faith, God's wonders and grace are all around us. All around us. You see, what the preacher of Hebrews is saying is that the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ establishes a great unbroken cord of faith that stretches from creation all the way from the beginning of human history, all the way and including through this church to the city of God, where Jesus has fastened the cord of faith. The cord which is called in Hebrews that parabola of salvation. The chain of faithful people holding on to the cord and to each other. And it turns out not to be just the pathway traveled by Jesus Christ, God's Son. Not just something that Jesus forms, but a chain of faithful people holding on to that cord and to each other. This is what we're a part of. This is what we are called to be a part of. This is what the saints that are cheering us on in this race want us to be a part of. And we are gifted with. But we got to choose to grab a hold of the cord. We have to choose to run the race. We have to choose to help the saints and join the saints in this race of life. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are truly an amazing God. And we thank you so much for the opportunity to join your race, God. We thank you so much for the opportunity to join the vine that you have stretched for us, to hold on tight to that vine and to trust that that vine is firm because of your promises. That we can trust that vine, Lord, because of history, what we read about, how you have been strong and trustworthy through the ages. Dear God, we can grab on to this cord of faith going through our church. We give you praise for the opportunity that we can run the race and be cheered on by such a great cloud of witnesses. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to turn to number 640 in your hymnals. Take our bread.
Send
Please remain standing for our closing song, Shall We Gather at the River, number 723. Let us do the first and the fourth stanzas. Thank you so much for being here today. I want to say thank you to all of those who decorated themselves and their trunks last night. It was a lot of fun, and I have to admit, for about 3 hours, I don't think I'm exaggerating here at all, we had a parking lot full of people and kids. And I just praise God for this church that you, those that did that, are willing to support this church and support this community in a safe way so the kids could have fun and the parents wouldn't have to worry. Also, some important information, confirmands, 3 o'clock today, 3 o'clock at 5, the youth goes out to the Kreisels for a hayride and hot dog. I'll go for the hot dog part. How about that? Thank you so much for being here today. I wish God's blessings to be upon you, and I pray for that daily. So go from this place knowing that you are a child of God. God created you for a specific plan and a specific purpose, and it's just up to us to reach up and grab it. It's up to us to walk that path, to run the race. Amen? So go from this place with that power in your life. It's God's power. It's not our own power. It's God's power. Go from this place and be that joy and peace and grace and mercy to other people as you run the race. Amen? In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Shalom.